In Hebrews chapter 1, in verse 1, it says, God, after he spoke long ago to the fathers in the prophets, in many portions and in many ways, in these last days has spoken to us in his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the world. And he is the radiance of his glory and the exact representation of his nature, and upholds all things by the word of his power. When he had made purification of sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. What God is telling us here is that Jesus, as the second person of the Trinity, God the Son, is the one through whom God created the worlds. He is the one who upholds the worlds by the words of his power. But also as the God-man, as the Messiah, he was the perfect expression of God. He was the capstone and the completion and the perfection of all that God was revealing to us through the prophets and all the various portions and ways in which they spoke over hundreds and hundreds of years in the Old Testament. All of that is brought to perfection and completion by Jesus, not by him only adding the last little bit that needed to go on to complete God's revelation, but he himself being the complete revelation, him being the radiance of God's glory, him being the exact expression and representation of God's nature. So much so that when Philip asked Jesus near his crucifixion for him to show them the Father. And Jesus says to him, he who has seen me has seen the Father. Now, he's not saying, I am the Father, for the Bible teaches that the Father is eternally the Father, the Son, the Spirit, the Spirit. What Jesus is saying, though, is that as the Son, as the living Word, he is the exact representation of the Father's character, and he is the radiance of the Father's glory. Now, it's very interesting that in the history of Christianity, the history of the church, since the coming of Christ, there have been two major, I'm talking about in terms of numbers here, two major heretical offshoots of Christianity, Islam and Mormonism. And they both started the exact same way, with someone claiming to be a new prophet, claiming to have received new revelation, in fact, claiming to have received another testament of scriptures from God. And then that other testament becomes the lens through which everything else is seen and interpreted. Here's the key with both of those heretical offshoots from Christianity. If Jesus is who the Bible says he is, for example, Hebrews 1, 1 through 3 that we just read. If that's true, if that's who Jesus is, then there is no possibility of another testament. You see, the Old Testament expressly foretells the coming of the New Testament, which will coincide with the coming of the Messiah. But there is nothing further about that. The Old Testament speaks in terms of completion through a New Testament that will come with the Messiah, who is Jesus. But with the perfection of God's revelation and the perfection of his work of salvation, there is nothing further to do. And that's why the New Testament doesn't speak in terms of something else that is to come. It speaks of the return of Christ, but it's not talking about God adding to his work or God adding to his revelation. Rather, the New Testament speaks in terms of completion. And that's why the book of Revelation, near the end, says, if anyone adds to these words, the curses of this book will be added to him. So, whenever I've had Mormons come to my door, I'll talk with them and so forth. But when they start to talk, I do a timeout and I just say, well, wait a minute, stop right there. You guys agree that the New Testament is the Word of God, do you not? And yes, we do. I say, well, here's the thing. If Jesus is who the New Testament says he is, then there is no possibility of Joseph Smith receiving another testament from God. Because Jesus is either the exact representation and the radiance of God's glory, or he's not. Jesus is either the perfect expression of God, the perfect revelation, and the capstone of everything God has revealed, or he isn't. You can't have it both ways. And so if this other testament is a real thing that's come to Joseph Smith, that means that the New Testament is not telling the truth. And anyway, that's where I go, and that's where I stay when I'm talking to them. And it's just very interesting that this fundamental point is the one that is lost. And of course, this is talking about Christ executing the office of prophet perfectly.